This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thank you for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. St. Louis wants to update the way land use is regulated in the city. An initiative to upgrade St. Louis zoning laws is underway. It's the first major overhaul of that code in decades. And with me this morning, City Planning Executive Miriam Keller and Zoning Administrator Mary Hart Burton. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
First question, what's wrong with the existing zoning code?
Well, where do we start? I think at its core, it is quite old. There have been a lot of patches over the years, but the root of the zoning code dates back to the 1950s. So written at an entirely different time for a city with a different set of goals. And right now the rules in our zoning code really just don't get us the results that align with community goals.
How do the current regulations make things difficult for someone who wants to make changes with land in the city?
The current code is rather outdated since it's from the 50s. It doesn't address a number of modern needs and updated terminology. Because it's had so much patchwork over the years, I think it's hard and confusing for developers and the general public to use. And so we're much overdue for an update.
Yeah, and if you think about just, you know, the day-to-day experience of a small business opening in the city or somebody trying to build much-needed housing, our code really just doesn't match those modern development realities and doesn't allow for a lot of community-supported uses. So you see small businesses and housing developers having to go to special hearings to get approvals, and that just adds time, cost, unpredictability, and ultimately that's passed on to renters, buyers, and those are the types of things that we want to make easy in a new code.
Now, obviously, this is going to be a months-long process to redraw the zoning code. What are the overarching goals, though, of any new zoning plan?
Yeah, it will be a process, and I do want to emphasize that it will be a very public process. It'll be very iterative. People will see a lot of it all along the way. But I think some of the key goals are, just like Mary said, user-friendliness and readability. Our code currently does not achieve that. To really think about fairness in the processes where they work for everyone, not just people who have the most experience navigating it or maybe who have, paying extra for people with that expertise to help them navigate the process. We are also thinking about climate resilience, things like urban heat island effect and flooding impacts. Zoning is far from the only tool for thinking about that, but it is a tool. And I think we can build in more standards that help us be a little bit more resilient to natural disasters. That was an experience that we just went through trying to make some quick fixes to barriers to rebuilding in our code. So those are, I think, a handful of overarching goals in terms of what we hope to achieve in the ultimate code. And the process, I think the goal is to really have it be a team effort among people at the city, and then really something that everybody can be proud of, that everybody can understand, that everybody has had a voice in.
I just want to emphasize that I think the main goal is for everyone from the developer who wants to do 200 plus units to the citizen that just wants to replace their back porch to be able to pick up the code and follow it and have some security in knowing that they understand the code and they can do it without multiple trips to City Hall or multiple hearings that hold it up. So for me, that's the goal.
Are there any other urban areas that are models for St. Louis that may be studied for ideas?
That's a great question. I think we are living in a little bit of an era of zoning reform across the country. So I think we're learning alongside cities across the nation. Coming to mind right now, though, are cities like Columbus, Ohio, that's midway through a zoning update. Buffalo, New York had a successful one several years ago. Several cities across the country, all shapes and sizes, are engaged in this work.
So this is just getting launched. What's the timeline?
So kickoff tonight. For those listening, come check it out. We will be releasing segments of the code over the next roughly year, segments of the code and segments of the map, with the target for a complete draft code and draft map by the end of next summer. Another part of this process is in mid-September, just in a couple of weeks, we'll be forming a community advisory committee. Applications are currently open. That will be a really important kind of cross-section of the community that provides a voice, helping us kind of flag things as we go and make sure we're aligned with community needs. So target full draft code by the end of next summer. That at that point, there will still be more feedback. It would have to, of course, go through the formal legislative process first recommended by the Planning Commission and then through the Board of Aldermen. And, goal is ultimately signed into law as an ordinance.
And where is that kickoff tonight?
It is the Forest Park Visitor Center. The event starts at 5:30, but doors open at 5 p.m. And we'll have some information set up. The first edition of the Zoning Upgrade Scoop, which is a fun sort of newspaper-style newsletter about the process, and all sorts of people to talk to about zoning.
All right. That is St. Louis City Planning Executive Miriam Keller and Zoning Administrator Mary Hart Burton. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.